Representative Charlie Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, says Arkansas workers are at a disadvantage to those in surrounding states in regards to how much they pay on income taxes.
One of those disadvantages is the fact that our top rate on incomes of 7% is higher than every state that borders us and dramatically higher than several.
He says elimination of the income tax isn't possible in the short term, but reducing it from 7 to just below 6.9% for those earning over $44,000 a year will make Arkansas a more competitive place for attracting jobs. The bill also calls for those making between $20,400 and $44,000 a year to pay 6% rather than the 7% that most in that bracket would be paying under the current system. Tim Leathers of the Department of Finance and Administration told the committee the income tax cut would require cuts to the governor's proposed budget.
Anything that we do is going to cause an adjustment somewhere else to be made, somewhere down the line when we get in the budget. And those are the things we ask you to keep in mind, and you're being consistent about that down here.
Rich Huddleston, director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, spoke against the bill. After the meeting, he said the proposed cuts would make the tax system less fair to the state's lowest earners, who he says pay twice as high a percentage of their total income as do the state's wealthiest earners.
It's totally a matter of misplaced priorities when the legislature is passing out tax cuts for wealthy earners while at the same time rejecting tax relief for low and middle income families and putting essential services at risk for the populations that need them the most.
Governor Mike Beebe wouldn't speak to any specific proposals, only reiterating that for him to put support behind any tax cuts, lawmakers would have to offset them through Medicaid expansion or identify which services they want to cut.
I am supportive of looking at tax cuts if we can pay for them. And right now, the only way I know that we can pay for them is if you do Medicaid expansion or private option or whatever you want to call it. Otherwise, if you do tax cuts without that, you're cutting into a lot of essential services.
Collins wouldn't say which offsets to the cuts he would support, just that it would all be part of the larger discussion surrounding the state's budget bill at the end of the session. The bill now goes to the House for a vote. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.